Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And welcome, folks, to the Ray Program. And I got into a debate. That wasn't really a debate. The guy's a good friend of mine. And he's talking about, because you heard me. Heard me talking yesterday. By the way, hi, Bobby.
Hey, hey, Ray.
I'm like fired up today.
No, go after
because
it.
Because I got in an, it's a debate, an argument. I don't know what it was. What'd you call it? I think he thought it was an argument. But mm-hmm. I was just, you know, stating the facts. Because he listened to the program the other day. And he said, you got it all wrong, you know, this whole economic growth thing. Because I was kind of down. I said, you know, you can't really expect the stock market to do in the future Mm-mm. what it's done in the past because of, you know, economic growth here in the United States. And I stand by that, by the way. But he brought up something, and I wrote it down here. The government is projected this year to collect tax receipts equal to 18.3% of gross domestic product during fiscal year 2016. So this guy, you know, he's a nerd head, you know, brainiac type. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a lowly talk show host. I have never considered myself a brainiac. Higher than any fiscal year since 2001. And you're bragging about that? You're bragging about the fact that we're raising more taxes from taxpayers right now, and you wonder why I'm on the other side of the fence saying we ain't going to grow the economy. You cannot expect your stock market returns in the future to be as high as they've been historically, 10.7, 11.1. You pick the time period that you want to measure, and I will tell you that it is not likely to happen.
No!
For this very reason. For this very reason. Under Barack Obama, our taxes have gone up. Tax rates have, so you would expect tax receipts to go up. But you would also expect tax receipts to go up during periods of economic expansion, not during economic malaise. So while I did not have all of the factual data in my hot little hands as mm-hmm. I was talking to him, I had anecdotal data, which is what I rely on most of the time. And every once in a while, I have to come back and correct myself. But I think this time I was spot on. Here is what we know. 2015 will have been the 10th year in a row that real gross domestic product came in at under 3%. The longest previous such run in U.S. economic history was only 4 years. Not 10, 4 years. And the last time that happened was 1930 through 1933, the Great Depression. This is why, anecdotally, I was saying, yeah, our returns are going to be a little bit sucky for a while because neither the last couple of years of the George W. Bush administration or the almost 8 years since President Barack Obama was elected, have we seen growth anywhere near 3%? The Congressional Budget Office is now forecasting that America will never, never see 3% economic growth again. Holy guacamole. Never? We can't pay our bills. We can't cover the interest on the debt, build the military, pay all of our other bills, all the entitlement programs with food stamps and Social Security and Medicare and Obamacare subsidies with 2% growth. And I know Jeb Bush was talking about he could get the economy growing at 4%. That's double what we're doing right now. Man, I'd like to see that. Donald Trump, can he do it? I don't know. Maybe not with some of the protectionism policies that he has on, you know, fair trade and free trade. I don't know. Hey, I'm no economist. I'm not going to throw my hat in the ring. I do know this. It ain't going to happen with Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders because they are progressives, big government people. That's spending more, not less money. How do you pay for that if you can't grow the economy? You had a pretty smart guy, Barack Obama. Some would argue that, you know, George W. inherited a nice economy from the last administration, the prior administration. But we've had two monster recessions in the last 15 years, and we have not been able to figure out how to grow the economy coming out of those recessions. Usually coming out of recessions, you end up with 4, 5, 6% growth for a while. But not these last couple of times. This is a nightmare waiting to happen. And the only thing that's kept the whole thing afloat has been super, super cheap money. Allow me to read on. From 1790 to 2000, U.S. real GDP growth has averaged 3.79%. And America needs at least 3% economic growth, or the nation cannot defend itself and pay its bills. So, yeah, that's because you've got interest on this debt, albeit pretty low interest right now. But what happens when and if that changes? And what happens if we can't borrow money from China and Japan and other places? We just keep printing it? We manufacture it? Does that not eventually lead to inflation? It hasn't so far. But then you have the other problem. You have a stagnant economy inflating. And that may be the ugliest of all scenarios. However, this is written by Lewis Woodhill a couple months ago, actually. Where was I? However, America's elites have largely given up on growth and are now distracting themselves with academic musings about secular stagnation. Well, that's exactly right. That's not musing, that's reality. Hillary Clinton is trying to position herself as the logical heir to President Obama's legacy. You really want that, Hillary? Do you really want to walk in his shoes? It's been dismal from an economic perspective. And Obamacare, don't get me started on that. You got United Healthcare pulling out. They've lost over $1 billion. And now they're saying no mas. No mas. And then we learned today in the news that increases in Obamacare premiums are going up double digits this year after 8% last year. Wait a minute. I thought premiums were supposed to go down by $2,500 per person. No. You haven't gotten the critical mass that you said you were going to get. You still have all of these people that are uninsured. And people like Bobby Wu, you had personal experience with this. Your premium under Obamacare went up, what, 50, 100%?
It was not good.
And the deductibles? Give me a break.
Yeah.
You got a, what, a $6,000 deductible for a 29-year-old who's healthy as a horse. Or, in your case, a pony.
Yeah.
The rate of real economic growth is the single greatest determinant of both America's strength as a nation and the well-being of the American people. And Obama's record in this area has been truly dismal. This isn't politically infused, folks. This is just fact. It is just fact. And as I said, under W, the last couple of years were equally dismal because we were coming out of a recession his last couple of years, and you would have hoped that he could have conjured up more than a couple of percentage points of economic growth. Long and the short is we have got a real issue here. And as investors and retirees, you need to plan for this. You need to plan for the fact that if your advisor has put you into some nice computer program and said you're going to be able to retire on X amount of dollars, you need to know what metrics were used in order to create your retirement plan. Oh, you don't have a retirement plan? Then you are committing financial suicide here. Because we may be entering a period of time in history where the economy is growing at a third less. Therefore, you have to assume that U.S. companies, as measured by the Standard & Poor's 500, will produce growth at about a third less. Doesn't that make sense? If the economy can't grow at 3.67%, its historical average, then how can one expect the stock market to grow at its historical average of 10.5%? Just not likely to happen. So take your 10.5, cut it by 2/3, and then factor in bond yields, which the 10-year, as I said yesterday, has historically done between 4.5% and 5.5%, and you're at less than 2% there. So stocks and bonds likely to earn somewhere in the vicinity of a third to even more less than historically that we've seen historically. So put that in the noggin and think about it.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. Incorporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Rate Program, bringing you the best in money information. Our topic today, before we get to Steve Allendorf, our loan professional, is really managing your expectations with respect to your retirement funds, your retirement planning. And it's critical because what we've learned is the last decade has produced GDP growth at around 2%, a little bit under for Obama, as a matter of fact, over the last 8 years. It's been quite dismal. And the point that I'm making is it's hard to imagine the returns on stocks and bonds being anywhere near what they have been historically for the past 100 years, about 5% for bonds and 10% for stocks. It's impossible for me to imagine that, because you're growing the economy at a pace that's at least 30, 35, 40% less than its historical norm. And certainly with interest rates where they are today, the 10-year trading under 2%, and we've seen this phenomenon now for the last, what, 9.5 years. We went 9.5 years without a rate increase, and the Fed, is my interpretation, is still freaking out over the so-called 4 rate increases. They can't do it. They can't do it with the level of economic growth and the worldwide recession that we seem to be in. But you tune into this program for solutions. So allow me to just talk about a few solutions, and then we'll get to Steve. First, with bond yields where they are, your portfolio has to allocate more money toward stocks than bonds. Yeah, I made some notes there for the TV viewing audience. Higher allocation to stocks, a lower allocation to bonds. Second, you want to tilt your stock portfolio a little bit more towards small cap. Now, remember, I'm talking, these are long-term solutions, not short-term. Short-term, you need to have enough money to feed yourself during the next market crash, because I don't know when it's coming. There are a lot of people think it's coming real soon. Next, you got to have more and more patience. You can't pull the plug on your investment portfolio the next time the market crashes, because what those people learned is they're still paying a dear price for having yanked money out in 2009 and missed the next several years of tremendous growth. We've had phenomenal double-digit returns since the end of the last Great Recession. And then number four, you've got to add alternative investments. And that means annuities, yes. There are fixed, guaranteed lifetime income strategies that you need to look at. There are indexed strategies that will most likely produce better rates of return than bonds, if I'm correct in my assumptions going forward. And you have buffered strategies. There are structured notes. The safer bet might be using annuities with buffered strategies. There are now no fee, although you have to stay in them for a while, no fee annuities that give you a 10% or a 20% downside risk buffer. While the money can be still invested in sub-accounts or some kind of a market return subject to a cap, the caps are somewhere around 8, 9, 10, 11, 12%. So if I can get a 10% risk buffer on the downside and a 10% cap on the upside, then that's a nice compromise between the two. Those are alternatives you must consider. And finally, as we talked real estate, and this is a good segue to Steve Allendorf, real estate. What's wrong with owning real estate and using other people's money to pay the rents, which pays off the mortgage, which eventually puts you in a position where not only are you getting a hopefully a decent rate of return on your money, let's face it, the wealthiest people in the world have done so through the acquisition of real estate. Donald Trump comes to mind, and others, many, many others. But you, by using other people's money, you create a potentially tax-favored income stream for yourself as well. On that note, let's welcome Steve Allendorf. Do you agree, Mr. Steve?
Well, yeah, and because other people's money at this particular point is so low and has been so low, you might as well take advantage of it with fixed rate loans below 4%, with the fact that you're able to deduct the interest, especially on your primary residence. Of course, you can do it on your Schedule E if you've got investment properties. The more income you make, the more you're able to deduct based on your tax base. So an actual cost of a mortgage that, let's say, is at 3.6 or 3.7 as far as a payout rate, you may be paying 2.5% after you get your interest deductions on your tax returns. So using other people's money, especially with mortgages right now, is so flippin' cheap.
The operative word here is flippin' cheap. Now, we talk about this all the time in investments, and in particular real estate investments, when we discuss positive leverage. And one of my rules on investing in real estate is you must buy a property and get financing where, in fact, you're making money off of the money that you're borrowing. That's the definition of positive leverage. So if I'm buying a property that gives me a 6% yield and I'm borrowing money at 4%, then for every dollar that I borrow, I'm making 2% free.
Correct. So whether you're looking at a primary home that's going to potentially increase in value over time at 5 or 6%, or you're buying an investment property where based on the rents that you're getting in, minus your cost, whatever you can deduct on your returns, you can calculate out what kind of return it's getting you. In a lot of cases, you're going to get that return, if not more, investing in real estate.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people say, well, I want to hold off. These are the younger people. They don't want to buy their first home. And I think it's stupid, to be blunt, because you get a chance to lock in these interest rates at sub 4% for the next 30 years. And the way you have to look at it, in my opinion, is you got to go out and pay rent anyway. So what's the delta, the difference between you buying a home and paying X for all the expenses and property taxes, net, 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 after you deduct your mortgage interest and your property taxes versus your rent? In some instances, you're actually better off buying a home. All you need is a down payment. And what
in some cases you don't, and in some cases the down payment can be very, very small.
I got Bobby a house yesterday.
You did?
I met with his old man, his dad's father.
His old man.
And we worked out the deal. So Bobby's going to get the down payment from dad, and he's going to be a homeowner in Seattle, Washington when he moves up there.
Excellent.
And he's going to use your mortgage company up there to help him get the loan.
And I'll hold his feet to the fire on that one.
You will indeed. You will indeed.
You hear that, Bobby?
Yeah, so it's all good. And this concept of using other people's money is twofold. It's you're using the bank's money to achieve positive leverage. And I can't emphasize how huge that is, because you're making money for free when you do that. And then you're using rental income to pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
Now, you do have to have some reserves in case your tenant moves out and all that stuff. But I don't know. The best investments that I've made in my lifetime have all centered around real estate and using other people's money to pay off my mortgages. And we've done a lot of refinancing over the years. And while I'm out of it now, we had a nice 25, 30-year run.
Yeah. And it's a perfect time right now. Values potentially are going to still go up a little bit because inventory is low. So I'm seeing so many properties where I have borrowers looking and making offers where there are multiple offers. So what happens is it starts increasing the final sales price.
And that's supply-demand economics.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go 10 years and build, you know, 300,000, 500,000, 700,000 homes when you're used to building 1.2 million, 1.5 million.
Exactly.
We'll take a quick break on that note. Steve Allendorf, loanfinancialplanner.com. That's my man, Steve.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
biztalkradio.com.
I'm looking at 30-year conforming rates at 3.625. You're with me. I know Steve Alador, my guest, that these rates are, I mean, they're near historic lows.
Yeah, they're close. You know, I think in 2013, I think I saw the 30-year down to 3.1, 3.2 for a really short window period of time. But whether we're at 3.2, 3.6, these are historically over the long term. Probably the lowest rates that we've had, and they've been really, really consistent and stable for the last 6 months plus.
Let's talk about the best programs that you have to close with limited cash, because we're just talking about my man Bobby. You know, he's a young guy, he's 30 years old. He doesn't have, you know, $150,000 sitting in the bank account to go buy a house.
Yeah, and this could be for both doing a purchase and even potentially doing a refinance. We've talked about VA. If you have your VA eligibility, it's absolutely something to look at. So here are the benefits with VA. Is if you're looking to buy, you can do 100% financing up to whatever the conforming loan limits are.
So VA, you have to have spent time in the military.
Correct. And you'll have your VA eligibility. For instance, we'll take...
What if your father spent time in the military?
Then you can congratulate your father. You can look at his medals. But dad would have to be
the one buying the home. I was always counting on that, because my dad spent 30 years in the military, and I spent not even 30 seconds.
Yep, unfortunately, you're not allowed to piggyback off of dad's
VA. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So, for instance, in San Diego, the max conforming loan limit's $580,750. So you can do a 100% financing up to that point.
Even if it's... not an owner-occupied?
No, it has to be owner-occupied.
Okay.
It has to be owner-occupied. Let's say you're looking at a sales price of
$625. Okay.
They'll do 100% financing to $580,750. Mm. So what VA will do as far as the calculations, as far as the required down payment above the max conforming limit, is they'll take the difference between the sales price and the max limit. In this case, it's $44,250. And you have to contribute 25% of that.
That's all?
For the down payment. That's it.
That's like 10, 11 grand.
$11,000 on a $625,000 property. So you're looking at a little bit more than 5%. The beauty of a VA loan is that there is no mortgage insurance having that limited amount of cash
down. So what if I move in with my dad?
If you move in with your dad, your dad can qualify for the loan.
Under VA.
Under VA, and you can then pay him for whatever his mortgage payment is.
Wow.
A great move on dad's part.
That'd be a great move on my part.
It could be a great move on your part
as
well.
And what rate am I paying now?
Depending upon, that's right. Well, both of you are going to be paying. The conforming rates and non-conforming rates on VA and FHA loans.
Yeah.
Anywhere between 3.25% and 3.6%.
Get out of Dodge, and no PMI.
And no PMI.
Like,
so the beauty of VA is if you're in the lower tier conforming, you're going to get a rate in the low 3% range. Now, if you have never used your VA eligibility previously, VA has a 2.15 funding fee for the privilege of them doing the loan for you, and that's added to your loan. So it's not a cost that you have to come up with and pay out of pocket. If you've used your VA eligibility previously, then there's a 3.3% funding fee. So it's a little heftier. Again, that's added to your loan balance. However, if you have any VA disability, and that VA disability has to be at least 10%, there is no funding fee.
If you're 90 years old and have early stages of Alzheimer's, does that count?
Well, no. You would have to have that disability through VA.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'm just trying to figure out how I can get my dad to move in with me.
Yeah, I know
I can
you
buy
are.
A house and put him in the back room and take
there
care
you go.
Of
him. Then you got a happy situation.
All right, that's exciting though. That's fantastic, because even though you've got to pay that silly fee, I guess it's not silly, you're getting a 3.25% loan rate.
Correct.
You make that up in a hurry.
Correct. So the beauty of a VA loan, low down payment, you have lower interest rates. On a VA loan, there's more flexibility in qualifying for a mortgage. So if conventional, let's say you're at 45% total debt to income ratio, which is your house payment, credit debt divided by your gross income, with VA, I've seen loans approved at 50 and 55%. So it may give you the flexibility of being able to potentially buy more home. If you're looking to refinance, you can do between 95 and 100% financing and do cash out with VA as well.
I've got one other question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
What if you have a lot and you want to build a house with your old dad, and you're going to build a nice little room for him to live in for the rest of his
life?
The
VA will not do a construction loan. So you would have to do the full construction loan, put everything together.
Then call Steve.
And then, yes, as long as dad is on the title and on the chain, we could potentially do a VA loan after it's complete.
And at age 90, I would have to do that fairly soon.
Fairly quick.
All right, Steve Allador, LoanFinancialPlanner.com. This guy's got tricks up his sleeve like you can't even believe. And that's an exciting one because we live in an area, and there are lots of places around the country where, you know, there's a ton of military people, retired, not retired, still involved with some aspect of the military. So the VA loan, if you're interested in that, LoanFinancialPlanner.com. You can send Steve a little love note, LoanFinancialPlanner.com, or you can call him at 888-563-1070, 888-563-1070. Okay, what if you have 20% or so to put down?
It all depends. If you've not used your VA before, the 2.15 funding fee may make sense with the lower interest rate. If you have used it before and we're at 3.3, then we really have to look at your complete scenario. Because if you're putting a significant amount of money down, you might be able to get 3.6, 3.7 on a conventional loan versus, you know, maybe 3.3, 3.4, 3.5 on a VA loan. However, if qualifying, if you want to buy a bigger home and you need that better debt-to-income ratio, then VA may be the option. I've got a borrower right now where we're looking. He's got 20 to 30% down. So once we get dialed into the property, we're going to look at the cost and return on both VA and conventional.
It's excellent stuff. So what about FHA?
Okay, so now with VA, you have to have served in order to get that low down payment program.
Right.
FHA, you don't have to serve anywhere. As long as you're buying owner occupied, you can get in with as little as 3.5% down. 5% down, you actually are able to pay the mortgage insurance out or get it taken off after 11 years. The disadvantage with FHA is that you're going to have mortgage insurance no matter how much you put down. If you put down less than 5%, the mortgage insurance is on the loan for the full term. But the beauty with FHA is that not only are the rates lower, but the lenders offer higher rebates. So what do I mean by a higher rebate? Is the lender may give us a certain percent that we can help assist you in your closing costs. So let's assume that you're a first-time buyer. You've got $10,000 in your pocket. On a conventional loan, we may need $15,000 to $20,000 with the 5% down in closing costs to get you into the loan. With an FHA loan, we can bump up the rate a little bit. We can pay for a large part, if not all, of your closing costs and get you into the property for significantly less cash combined with down payment and closing costs.
Now, can anybody qualify for an FHA loan?
Yes.
So
as long as you're owner-occupied.
So any owner-occupied, you can get into this house for 5% down. Is that correct?
5% down with lender potentially cover closing costs. And FHA is real advantageous as well for those people that are credit score challenged. So the lower the credit score is on a conventional loan, the significantly higher the interest rates are. It's not that big of a jump on an FHA loan. So if you have credit scores that are in the 650, 660, 680 range, when you compare the difference in rate and mortgage insurance on an FHA loan, it's much lower than a conventional loan. And then what you have to get out of your head is, oh, I'm paying mortgage insurance. All mortgage insurance is an extra or an added percent to the rate you're paying. So if you're at 680 and a conventional loan is at 4.5%, but you can get FHA at 3.5 with a 0.80 MI, that combined together is 4.3%.
MI has nothing to do with
mortgage
a heart attack.
Insurance.
It's
mortgage insurance.
Although I've had an MI, if you know what I mean. I had a significant mortgage insurance attack not too long ago, but I'm doing
fine. But you're doing
now.
Well.
Steve Allendorf, he is a terrific guy. My mortgage dude for, I don't know, 25 years now we've known each other? I've known you since you had hair.
Well, I have hair. It's just not the same color it was when we first started.
Okay, dark hair.
Give me a little credit.
888-563-1070. That's 888-563-1070. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. That's what we've been doing here. Loan financial planning. Thanks, Steve.
Always a pleasure.
We'll be back. Don't go away. The nights are stronger than
Do you want to protect your IRA or 401k from the next market crisis? A little-known tax code secret can help. Big banks don't want you to know about this. Convert part of your IRA or 401k to an Augusta Precious Metals physical gold IRA. Physical gold and silver aren't connected to the stock market or government. With physical gold and silver, you own real value. It will never be worth nothing. That's why gold and silver are the ultimate protection for your IRA and your family during economic crisis. Augusta can guide you. Coins and precious metals have been their family business for 40 years. They're known for integrity and excellent customer service. They have a BBB A-plus rating and more than 98% five-star ratings at TrustLink.org. Call 855-297-6995 for a free guide. No obligation, but don't delay. The future is uncertain, and now you know the IRS secret code that can protect your IRA before it's too late. Call Augusta Precious Metals now and ask about the Augusta Gold IRA and get fast, free, insured shipping. Call 855-297-6995. That's 855-297-6995. Call Augusta today.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back again. Steve Alador at LoanFinancialPlanner.com. Good guy. Really does a nice job. Good content. Bobby, you're doing a good job booking Mr. Alador. I get a lot of positive emails about the segments we do with Steve because it's so real. Like, people are going through, you're going through this right now. And as I have advised you, I think you should buy two places.
Yeah, well, I think...
Since you got the old man on the hook.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if he's willing to, you know, pony up the down payment, let's get two places for you. One is a rental and one is a principal residence. The rental could be in San Diego. And after you, you know, go to your, do your education thing with Christina up in Seattle, you've vowed that you're going to move back home.
Yep.
Right? So why not buy the home property now?
Well, I think everybody wants to take advantage of the interest rates right now.
Why don't you buy the property and Jeannie and I will move into it and take care of it for you for a little break on the rent. Since we are in the market, we were going to do something.
When do you think inventory is going to finally get back to where we need
to
be?
Oh, I think it's going to be a while yet. I think with these interest rates low, people have been buying up the inventory. And you've got to look at new construction. I think the inventory is tight up in Washington where you're going to.
Yeah.
I think it's tight most... you know, most of the major cities around the country. So I don't think it's going to get much better. That's why probably buying now is better than renting and waiting. Because when the inventory is tight, that means prices have to go up because of supply and demand. Remember that? Econ 101. Did you take economics?
C minus, I think.
That's why you're sitting in that seat and not this seat.
True.
Let's do some emails. Maybe you can help me with them.
I don't know about that.
Bobby Wooldridge, if you want to get a hold of Bobby, go to RayLucia.com and ask specifically for him while he's still on the program with me. I'm going to miss you a lot. You know
I'm going to miss being here.
You're a good guy to tease, and you've been great to have around, no doubt about that. Steve is first up, Wilsonville, Oregon. Hi, Ray. Love the show. And listen to the podcast during my commute. That's a pretty smart thing to do. My mother-in-law currently does not have a will. She joins Prince in that department. And her Alzheimer's has progressed to where she can't take care of it herself. Is there anything my wife and I can do since she can't set it up on her own now? Well, that is true. If she's lost her cognitive abilities, she can't set up a will, so you need to go to probate court and get a conservatorship. Now, the way that works is you're going to have to prove to the probate court, who most likely will contact all of the other relatives, to see if they agree with you being the conservator. You may be in for a fight. I'm putting my name in to be a conservative conservator on Prince's estate. Never met the guy. Other than Purple Rain, couldn't even sing two words of a Prince song. And Purple Rain, I can sing those two. But if I could be the conservator, then I can make sure everybody gets compensated for their fair share of the estate, including me getting paid a conservator fee. I'm teasing. I'm teasing. It's not easy to do. unless you have a really close-knit family, and they believe that you are in the best position to take care of the mother-in-law, or your wife, I guess, in this situation, would be in the best position. Maybe there's going to be a joint conservatorship where it takes two signatures. I don't know. That will be for the probate court to decide. Now, lesson here for everybody, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about this sometime this week, but because of the Prince thing and all that stuff, dying without a will. You need, folks, and it doesn't matter how much you're worth, seriously, you need to have advanced health care directives, and I'll talk more about these on another show, durable powers of attorney, and you need to talk about springing powers versus immediate power. There's HIPAA release forms now that you need to have in place, and of course, wills and living trusts. And that goes for just about everybody in particular. If you have children's, if you got little ones out there, the will can dictate who gets to raise the kids if you and your spouse, something happens to you. And a living trust helps you avoid the whole issue of probate. And the healthcare powers of attorney can determine whether or not they pull the plug on you, make sure that your wishes, their command, so to speak. So this is nothing to be treated lightly. And how somebody that's worth a half a billion dollars or 300 million, whatever Prince is worth, didn't have advisors around him to say, hey, Prince, or whatever your real name is, because they probably would have to put his real name in unless he's legally changed
just
it.
Symbol, yeah.
Yeah. Well, didn't he change it from Prince to something else,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he changed it to, like, a Squiggly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Squiggly, you, if you die, your family's going to go through H-E-double-L to try to sort through all of your assets. There's an estate tax. You have worth $300 million. Get ready to write a check for about $125 million within 9 months. How's that grab you? The Prince estate. And without any estate planning, that's probably what's going to happen. So all that stuff he's got locked up in the vault is going to be sold to the highest bidder to pay for federal estate taxes and probate and all that stuff. Anyway, I lost my email list now.
You don't just have a default if a family member, if it goes to your spouse or your kids if they're around.
Well, there's not a default because if you own separate property and you're, now if there's a beneficiary named, of course, it goes straight to the beneficiary. It circumvents the will and the living trust for that matter. But if you have no beneficiary and, you know, when you've got property out there, especially in a vault somewhere, there's how can you document that with a beneficiary designation? So you need to have, he should have had that money, that those assets listed on a schedule as part of a living trust. So there wouldn't be probate. Probate could cost 5-10%. I don't know. I'd like to get 5 or 10% of a $300 million or a half a billion dollar estate. Wouldn't that be nice? But it's just poor planning. And, you know, you have this entourage around you. I'm sorry, I'm running out of time. But a lot of these stars, they have this great entourage. They've got attorneys and CPAs, and they're afraid to confront them. They're afraid to say, hey, yo, Prince, let's sit down for 5 minutes and talk about the 5 or 6 estate planning documents that you need. Because, yes, you may end up dying in a plane crash. I hope it doesn't happen. But we want to make sure that your heirs aren't going to be put through H-E-double-L in the event that you die. And what's going to happen is that estate is going to get milked by fees, by fights, by everything that's happened. Michael Jack, you can go back in history and see those estates that have not been properly planned, what happens to them. It's like taking an orange, slicing it in half, grabbing half of the orange and squeezing all the juice out of it and throwing your family the pulp. I'm out of time. God bless. Go out and make it a great day.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.